All praises is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the beneficent, the merciful, master of the day of judgment. It is to you we all will return. Now today, as you see on the screen, is going to be the location of the Kaaba, okay? You're going to see why Arabia is going to be green. Right here is the location of the Kaaba. This is where the Kaaba is going to be, right here, where you see this green house. In the back, this whole area is where the Kaaba will be relocated. Now, just like Juan Diego was guided, Al Mahdi was guided. And just like the Prophet Muhammad's camel found the location of his mosque, Qaswa, is the same thing with Al Mahdi's wife. My camel found the location right here. This is the location of the Kaaba. She found it for me. Now, she did it blindly. She didn't know in 2020, okay, when she made an arrangement with the woman who is the landlord over this house for us to make a lease agreement. Okay? She did this. And Allah revealed to me this year, this is where the location of the Kaaba is going to be. This is why Arabia is going to be green. All right? Now, I'm going to confirm this truth with an Arabian Muslim in this area. Now, walk with me. Walk with me around the block, will you? We finna walk. I got on Google Maps, and I'm finna go around the block, and I'm going to show you something right here in this city. And then we'll do a comparison with Al Mahdi and with Juan Diego, okay? Because my wife picked out this house, and it's the location of the Kaaba. And I did not recognize her for this. I did not. It really, really hurt it. It hurt it like I got a Virgin Mary tattoo right on my chest. The same story with Juan. After she told him to get them flowers on the hill, a tapayac, when he came down and showed the bishop, his coat was stained with the image of the Virgin Mary. And that's the same thing that happened in my life. Once my wife left, and when I went to the shop, I went to work, when I came back, I realized what she did. She picked out the location of the Kaaba, and I didn't recognize her for it. Okay, and I had already did on my previous broadcast, and I'm so thankful for her picking out the location of the Kaaba. Now, we still going around the block. I got sidetracked for a minute, but we're going around the block. This is in Tehachapi, California, you guys. Okay. Just like Juan was in Tepeyac, it's the same thing with Al Mahdi here in Tehachapi. This is where the location of the Kaaba is going to be. Now, if you notice the emblem to my logo is an arrow. Now look at this. This restaurant you see on the screen is called Burger Spot. It is owned by an Arabian Muslim. Okay? And directly across the street, if we keep going, if we pass F Street, and if you go down to E Street, this arrow is pointing directly at my house. You see, everything is set up for Al Mahdi. Okay? This man who owns this restaurant called Burger Spot is a Muslim. He had no idea that his arrow was pointing to the location of the next Kaaba. Now, this is so significant because the Muslims in Tehachapi know we have no mosque here in this city. But recently, we've established one in a house, okay? And this is the real truth. Tehachapi is home of the new location of the Kaaba and the first mosque, right here where my house is. And this arrow, that's the reason why I took you around the corner, is pointing to it. And I had no idea of this knowledge until like 2 days ago. All right. Now, you Christians, y'all need to wake up. In the Quran, it tells us that it was only made to appear that Jesus was crucified. He wasn't crucified. It was only made to appear that way. Just look at your Bible. You have the Gospels and then you have what? Acts. Why? Because it was an act. It was only made to appear that Jesus was crucified, but he wasn't crucified. Okay. He will die later in the future before the death of the father and the mother. And that is Al Mahdi and the Last Witness from Mexico. So there you have it. It was a short broadcast today. Okay. For those on the podcast, click the link in the video description and you can actually see the location of the Kaaba. And then you can see an Arabian Muslim. He had built a restaurant with an arrow, and his arrow is directly pointing, if we keep going past F Street, to my house, right here where we were at in the beginning. Okay, this is the location of the next Kaaba. All praises is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Get excited. This is the location of the next Kaaba. Okay. All praises is due to Allah. And a woman picked it out. A woman picked this thing out. Okay, she picked out the location of the Kaaba right here, where it's green. Where it is green. All of this is going to be surrounded by God's greater glory. Now, this address, I'm not ashamed and I'm not afraid of nothing. Okay. This address is 206 West E Street. Okay. According to the Quran, the sign of judgment is the sun is going to rise from the west, and I'm here because that sun is the S-U-N, and that is Al Mahdi, and I am here. Why? Because I'm the sun. Right in between the east and the west is my house. And this is the location of the next Kaaba. I'm so excited, so ecstatic. And what's amazing about 206, it's because of my tattoo. Now, I'm going to show you something on the screen. I'm going to show you my tattoo. I look on the screen. You see my tattoo. You see Maria. She the one that picked out this house. Now, I had no idea of none of this knowledge before I got this tattoo. She picked out the house where the Kaaba is going to be. And look at my tattoo, 2016. Okay. January 1st, 2016 is when our relationship was established. Okay. And this is the same ad. And this is rather the same address to where the Kaaba is going to be. 26. That right there is amazing. Along with the same person who picked out the location of the Kaaba. That right there is amazing. Now, so today you have it. You have the location of the Kaaba. You're going to learn why Arabia is going to be green. This is where it's going to be, right here in the city of Tehachapi. Now, let's finish with our comparison. Just a few seconds.
Have you ever heard of the miraculous vision that changed the course of religious history in Mexico? In December 1531, have you ever heard of the miraculous vision that changed the course of religious history in Mexico?
In Mexico, why? Because the last witness is coming out of Mexico. The mother of the prophet Isa will return to earth at the last day, and she is here, and she is from Mexico.
December 1531, an indigenous man named Juan Diego experienced something extraordinary. While walking on Tepeyac Hill, he saw the Virgin Mary, who requested a church.
Tepeyac Hill is going into Tehachapi.
Church be built on that very spot.
Juan is going into me. That's another one of my names. I'm the Yahya. I'm the John the Baptist. Okay? I am the Joseph of Jesus. Juan is going into Daquant. Al-Mahdi. Keep going. And the Virgin Mary is going into the mother of the prophet Isa, who is here now. Keep going.
Skeptical clergy asked for proof. In response, the Virgin directed Juan Diego to gather roses in his tilma cloak. When he presented the flowers to the bishop, an image of the Virgin miraculously appeared on the fabric. This event marked the birth of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a powerful symbol of faith and cultural identity, uniting millions under her venerated image.
All right, so there, that same story was just seen in my life. My wife, whose name also is Maria, and her middle name really is Guadalupe, for real, picked out the location of the Kaaba blindly for me and didn't even know. Just like the Virgin Mary just did for Juan. She did the exact same thing that this Virgin Mary did centuries ago. And there you have it. I am the Di, I am the Diego with this revelation. And I just showed you. All right. So, assalamu alaikum. Let's see that location of the Kaaba again. Wow. Wow. How blessed am I? Assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters in the real truth.